tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I'm glad I didn't put money down on a bet on this one or something. If I was a betting man earlier this morning, I said, you know what? I'll bet when we kick off Freedom Friday with our friend George Blackard, I'll bet he'll want to talk about war. I'll bet he'll want to talk about war. And the Department of War, yeah, Fox News had an exclusive about 13 hours ago, the White House revealing it will bring back the Department of War name for the Department of Defense. And Pete Hegseth saying, yep, Department of War. George Blackard, though, man, you got another story altogether you want to start with here this morning. Great to have you back, my friend.
Yeah, great to be back. And I saw that, and that is something else. But the first thing that's got me fired up this morning is ICE had a raid at a Hyundai. They're building a Hyundai battery factory in Georgia, and ICE swept in and arrested over 450 illegal aliens that were working on that site. 450. And you think, well, you know, they arrest people all the time for working on pot farms in California and different things like that. But, you know, the thing that really got me about this is that it seems to have ticked off South Korea, because that's where Hyundai's from. And in a quote from their foreign ministry, it says, our company's economic activities and our people's rights should not be infringed unfairly in the U.S. legal enforcement process. How about that? The South Korean government's getting involved saying, you know, you shouldn't be arresting those illegal aliens over there that we have working for us, building a plant to make one of our companies more profitable in your country. You know, there's a lot of nerve, a lot of gall there for them to say something like that.
Yeah, very interesting. I did see a BBC headline here that even some South Koreans were detained in this as well. But obviously, if they're in this country legally, then you know they'll be released and everything. But yeah, 450 unlawful aliens at the plant in Bryan County. This is just outside of Savannah, Georgia. I saw a Fox News Radio headline here earlier this morning that ICE and HSI raided the Hyundai Meta plant, which is 20 miles outside of Savannah, Georgia. The recently opened $7.6 billion mega campus stretches over 2,000 acres. But no, yeah, it's a you know, hey, look, at the end of the day, how would they feel if we brought in a whole bunch of illegal aliens into their country, especially from countries that have been deliberately causing harm within their country as well? I think they would be not too pleased with our United States State Department. All right, lots to talk about on this Freedom Friday. Fireworks with RFK Jr. body slamming the Senate Democrats one after another yesterday. We'll talk about that more right after this.
It's September 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's National Cheese Pizza Day. That's right, no peppers and onions, no pepperoni, and definitely no pineapple. Just a plain slice from your favorite pizza joint. The origins of pizza can be traced back to nearly every civilization who put their own spin on putting cheese on dough. However, the Italians have perfected the art of modern pizza making, and in the U.S., Americans have been eating pizza since the first pizzeria opened in 1905 in New York City's Little Italy. Also on this date, in 1966.
Walk on, with hope in your
the first Jerry Lewis telethon for muscular dystrophy raised $1 million. The annual event would end up raising $2.5 billion to help find a cure. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, born in 1946. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Well, I tell you what, we started Thursday's Montana Talks by talking about how Flathead County's Republican County Commissioners are lowering property taxes for their people. And then we wrapped up the show appropriately with Marilyn in Lolo talking about what the Democrat County Commissioners in Missoula are doing, raising your taxes. And they still can't pave the roads. What are we going to talk about on Freedom Friday, Friday's Montana Talks? Why don't you tell us? Why don't you jump in on the conversation? Statewide, 9 to 10.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. You might be able to carry in more places throughout Tennessee. A federal appeals panel ruled last week that a key phrase in Tennessee gun law, written as the intent to go armed, is unconstitutional. What does going armed mean? Good question, but it was generally considered to mean simply carrying one's firearm, and that under the state's laws, carrying in some places, even when holding a proper permit, could still be considered illegal, and that's even with Tennessee asserting itself as a constitutional carry state, meaning no permit necessary. Often the going armed provision was applied to public spaces such as parks, and the law as written required someone to use their permitted status as a legal defense for carrying in those public spaces. Gun Owners of America and other groups and individuals sued to overturn it. Now it's expected to be a fully legal thing in Tennessee to be carrying. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I've got several topics I can bring up, but let's start with a few things that George has got on the docket for us here today. George Blackard, Freedom Friday. George, you and I were catching up during the break here, and this story that you wanted to talk about, I actually got a message earlier this morning from Tim and Savage and then David Noble. And, yeah, they both saw this story as well here. So FoxNews.com, Dearborn Heights Police Department. This is in Michigan. And, you know, we've heard about how you've had just in fact, one of the topics we covered on Tuesday with or actually Wednesday this week, John Jackson, the Joker from X, joined us. And we were talking about what they were referring to as the terrorist convention in Michigan over the Labor Day weekend, where you basically had all these Hamas terrorist sympathizers and others having a big gathering at this convention in Michigan. Well, Congressman Randy Fine on X says, pray for Michigan. The Dearborn Heights Police Department is trotting out what they refer to as an optional patch. You know how law enforcement organizations will have a patch, you know, Cascade County Sheriff's Office, Missoula Police Department. I actually wore one of their patches in Afghanistan because my aunt worked for the Missoula Police Department. Well, they now have a patch in Arabic. So imagine getting pulled over or something like that, interacting with the police in Michigan, and Arabic writing is on the patch on their shoulder. George, what do you think about this story?
Well, I think this is insane for starters. But, you know, this is how they do it. They say, well, it's an optional patch. It's optional for now, but later on they'll become accustomed to it. And they sneak it in, and then people get used to seeing it and used to seeing it, and they're not alarmed by it anymore. But, you know, these immigrants are supposed to conform to our society and our way of life. And when we let them get away with stuff like this, and in fact, we help them do it, the Dearborn Heights Police Department said in a quote, they are proud to share a new patch that our officers may wear as part of their uniform. You know, it just lets you know they're losing control. of that city, of that state, because we have politicians that are helping them get away with all this. But, you know, they're supposed to conform to us, not us conform to them or observe their wants and desires. They need to come to our country and abide by our rules and our way of life.
Yeah, Congressman Randy Fine, he's from Florida. He responded to a post on X about this patch, and he said this, quote, "They said their goal was to bring Sharia law to America. You should have believed them. Pray for Michigan." That's what Congressman Randy Fine had to say. What's another story that's standing out to you this morning, George?
You know, there's several of them out there. That one's got me really fired up, that and the South Korean one. But there is something that we need to keep an eye on, and that is this, you know, the cartel war that we're fighting. And I saw the other day, you know, where the Trump administration, you know, our government, they blew up that drug smuggling boat. And, man, that was something to see.
Wasn't that great?
And, you know, it's time, it's about time that our government and our politicians started getting serious about this stuff. See, this has been going on for so long that we could have been doing this years and years and years ago if it wasn't for these soft-bellied, wishy-washy politicians that are running our country, that they're too weak to take a stand to protect our country. They don't want to do it. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to tick off any of their constituents by enforcing the law. Well, by enforcing the law. So it was great to see President Trump do that. But, you know, there was a incident where Venezuelan military jets buzzed a U.S. Navy ship in international waters. And so the assertion was that the Maduro regime is working with these gangs down there and the drug smugglers.
Of course.
And that this is basically one entity, right? And Trump's been saying this for a long time, and people have been saying, you can't say that. Well, now their government is sending their fighter jets out to harass our ships in international waters. It just goes to show you that we struck a nerve with them.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell them, but that would be a quick battle if they wanted to take on the U.S. military there in Venezuela, for sure.
Yeah, that would be what our friend Dan Bongino refers to as FAFO. They would find out very fast with that one. But no, the brilliance of them simply blowing up this narco-terrorist boat operated by these Tren de Aragua terrorists, it's like, look at the war they have started on American streets. Look at the war they've taken to American Indian reservations. And what, we're just supposed to continue to treat these people with kid gloves? No, the president designated them as a foreign terrorist organization. They've got the narco-terrorists in their sights. They took the boat out. And what's so great about this, too, was just how simple it really is, how simple it actually is to put America first and to start defending America. A fellow veteran I saw was talking about this very story, and he made a great point. He's like, this is one of the easiest strikes you could ever make. No concerns about collateral damage. It's a boat in the middle of the freaking ocean. There's no tree cover. There's no other buildings. There's no collateral damage. It's just boom, one shot, 11 narco terrorists killed. There you go. What a genius operation, but yet look what a powerful message that has now been sent to these narco terrorists declaring war on the streets of America.
Fox Sports Update.
Philadelphia Eagles 24, Dallas Cowboys 20. NFL season underway. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles held off the Cowboys in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts last night ran for 2 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley ran for another. The Eagles benefited from 4 dropped passes by Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, including a couple of critical drops late in the fourth quarter. Javonte Williams ran for 2 first-half touchdowns for Dallas, each from 1 yard out. Dak Prescott threw for 188 yards. Jalen Hurts had 152 passing yards and 62 more on the ground. The game ended well after midnight, thanks to a 65-minute delay because of lightning in the region. Another NFL game this evening, the Chiefs play the Chargers, 8 p.m. Eastern in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Well, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey plays Sunday when San Francisco opens its season in Seattle on Fox. McCaffrey placed on the 49ers injury list Thursday because of an issue with one of his calves. Five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Amari Cooper, who signed a one-year contract with the Raiders in August, informed the team yesterday he won't be part of the team. Amari Cooper said he's retiring. It was a late night for sports fans. The NFL game ended 12:18 a.m. Eastern Time. Tennis at the U.S. Open in New York did not conclude until 6 minutes before 1 a.m.
But she's got it. Anna Samova handles the moment. And she will have another huge moment in the U.S. Open final. 6-7, 7-6, and 6-3 in just under 3 hours.
On ESPN, Amanda Anisimova, who lost the Wimbledon final, has made it back to the next Grand Slam final. 24-year-old from New Jersey eliminated Naomi Osaka last night and will play in tomorrow's final against defending champ Aryna Sabalenka, who beat American Jessica Pegula in 3 sets last night. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Back to it here on this Freedom Friday. By the way, we're taking your phone calls as well. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. George, yeah, we were talking about this narco-terrorist boat that the Trump administration just wiped off the face of the earth. And what a powerful message that is sending to these narco-terrorists that have been waging war in the streets of America for quite some time now. And, yeah, isn't it interesting, the socialist dictator Nicolai Maduro down in Venezuela, apparently two Maduro regime military aircraft flew near a U.S. Navy vessel. And the Defense Department said, quote, "This highly provocative move was designed to interfere with our counter narco-terror operations." We've known since day one that Maduro, that the terrorists in Tehran, and that the socialist dictator of Venezuela was deliberately sending their operatives and their Tren de Aragua thugs into America through these caravans, taking advantage of Joe Biden and John Tester's open borders to flood our country with, you know, this prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. This is just yet another confirmation of that. George, there was a great headline at the dailycaller.com. Trump does the unthinkable, causes MSNBC guest to take the side of drug trafficking terrorists. So, yeah, I mean, Trump does this all the time. John and I were talking about this on Wednesday as well here, where if Donald Trump does something, no matter how good it is, they have to take the opposite stance and they have to attack it. And so Donald Trump gets them to defend the indefensible time and time again. Here you go. Narco terrorists are taken out in the middle of the ocean, you know, zero collateral damage, et cetera. And this guest on MSNBC is calling it alarming, unprecedented, dangerous, an abuse of military power. And then the guy says, well, he could have killed American troops. American troops were at risk. This was basically an airstrike on a boat. So this is the least riskiest situation for American troops ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a break. What a clown.
Well, that was pretty well spent. I'll say that to start with. But, you know, so these liberals and this leftist media that's saying that that was dangerous. Care about them. They don't care what the end result of all these drugs coming into our is. It's ridiculous. You know, if Trump says God bless America, suddenly the left will be against God because Trump, you know, he used God's name and said God bless America. I mean, they're ridiculous. But again, we wouldn't have this problem if these weak-kneed politicians had done something about this 20 years ago, well, 30 years ago.
Speaking of God, did you not hear what this Democrat Senator Tim Kaine had to say about freedom and America and God?
I sure did, and that was one of the stories I wanted to talk about. Obviously, Tim Kaine, it's no surprise, he knows nothing about our Constitution, which is the problem. You know, we have Ketanji Brown Jackson on the Supreme Court. She doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment is and can't tell you what a woman is. So she doesn't know anything about the Constitution either. So it's not surprising that Tim Kaine doesn't know anything about it. But what was it he said about that?
Well, real quick, before we get to Tim Kaine here, I got to get your take, though, because changing the Defense Department to the War Department, just in general. Are you kind of like, whatever, you call it whatever you want, just focus on making, focus on the warriors and actually, taking the fight to America's enemies. But what's your take just on the name in general?
Well, so I like the Department of Defense because that's what they should be doing, is defending our nation. But renaming it the War Department, it sends a clear message that I think the troops will, it'll resonate with them that we're warriors and we're here to end wars, not start wars. So I think it's for morale probably. And I don't really have any thoughts one way or the other than, let's let them do what they're meant to do, whether you call it war or defense.
Yeah, no matter what you call it, just get the job done. But I do agree with you. I think it does send a powerful message about how America isn't just going to be taken advantage of and run over anymore. Like we have been said just time and time again. I mean, basically all these countries just see us as, let's just go see what we can shake America down for and, get a bunch of American taxpayer dollars for whatever stupid program out there, right? Another random one here before we get to another random DOD story before we get to the Tim Kaine comments. So libs of TikTok, on X, they shared this. Yikes. This she/her Navy commander, she's got her pronouns in her profile here on one of these social media platforms. But this Navy commander who's got her pronouns listed is apparently a medical director for transgender healthcare at a naval center in California. And then Libs of TikTok says, can you please look into this? And they tagged Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, in the post. That was, when was that? That was here pretty recently here, I think. Anyway, Pete Hegseth posted this on X just last night. He says, her pronouns have now been updated. She... her and fired. So fired has now been added to her pronouns.
Well, again, we need to get all that nonsense out of our military because that doesn't have anything to do with winning wars or defending our country or taking care of business. So I'm glad to see Pete's doing that. I tell you, I think he's the most serious Secretary of Defense we've had in decades. In our country.
Well, and not only that, but he just connects with the troops on the ground. He connects with the warriors. I love that he goes and does workouts with these men and women as well. All right, George, well, let's get to the Tim Kaine remarks here. So Democrat Senator Tim Kaine. So there was a gentleman by the name of last name of Barnes. He is President Trump's nominee to head up this State Department post. Actually, before we get to that, let's sneak in a phone call here. Before we get to that, let's sneak in a phone call. We've got Perry in Columbus on the phone lines. Perry, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, George. There's an old saying that better late than never, and I just wanted to comment a little bit about blasting that Venezuelan drug boat out of the water. Since Ronald Reagan left office, the United States has been undermined, sabotaged, and attacked by a handful, but at least a dozen different countries Venezuela, Russia, China, North Korea, the BRICS countries, all of them with the agenda of knocking us down a couple of pegs or flat out destroying us. And, you know, the Department of War instead of the Defense Department, there's another old saying that sometimes the best defense is a good offense. And it's about darn time that we picked up the stick and started using it on these people in a real manner, because, say it again, how many times have I said this? This is the only thing that they really understand. And even when countries like South Korea start to think that they can bring in 500 Mexicans to build their plant for them, and they're upset when we bust them for it, you've got to understand that it's assumed by these people that we're weak and we're going to be allow ourselves to be taken advantage of. And it's about darn time that we put an end to that mindset.
Yeah, what a great message there from Perry in Columbus. Perry, thanks for the call. George, I love that message that he's got about, you know, hey, sometimes the best defense is a strong offense. George, your thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I also agree with him that I don't think since Reagan we've had a president that took such a firm stance on our sovereignty, on our defense, on our patriotism. I agree 100%.
All right, well, let's go now. I want to play this audio. This is Democrat Senator Tim Kaine. He's reacting to the opening remarks of a Trump State Department nominee who is making the point, all men are created equal because our rights come from God, our creator, not from our laws, not from our governments, but our rights come from our God, come from our creator. And that's when Democrat Senator Tim Kaine says this.
In his first remarks, Mr. Barnes, I was struck by your opening comments, and I asked to get a copy of them so I could read them and make sure I quoted them correctly. You state, and this is a quote from Secretary Rubio, our rights come from God, our creator, not from our laws, not from our governments. I find that very, very troubling. I'm a devout person. I was a missionary in Honduras. We've got other devout folks in this room, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
All right. Now, of course, then Texas Senator Ted Cruz absolutely demolished that absurd commentary there by Democrat Senator Tim Kaine. I'll play a little bit of that and get George Blackard's take right after this. Stand by.
Mike. Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so I asked George during the break, I said, all right, George, you want me to get your reaction to what Senator Tim Kaine just said, or should I go to Ted Cruz and then we'll get your reaction? He said, oh, go to Ted Cruz first. All right, so I'm going to do a shorter version of Senator Ted Cruz's full remarks. But, yeah, if you go to foxnews.com/video, you can see the whole interaction and everything. Here we go, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. This coming from the C-SPAN feed that foxnews.com/video had shared.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I have to say, it is stunning to me that the principle that God has given us natural rights is now deemed by Democrats some radical and dangerous notion.
Yeah, powerful response there from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who was, of course, talking about one prominent Virginian, Thomas Jefferson, and then this guy representing Virginia right now in the United States Senate. George Blackard, your reaction?
Tim Kaine doesn't even know who Thomas Jefferson is. That guy should not be serving in Congress, and that's exactly proof of it. And, you know, I things like this just floor me. Apparently, well, AOC's doing it, so is Ilhan Omar. Apparently anybody can serve in Congress. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know history. You don't have to know anything about the Constitution to serve in Congress. And it's frustrating, and it's scary, really. And it's no wonder that we have Arabic on police patches and things in our country now, when members of Congress are fighting against our own way of life, our own government, our own Constitution.
Well, and it's like Texas Senator Ted Cruz pointed out there. It's just a reminder of how far gone the Democrat Party is right now. One story that I haven't gotten to yet this week, you know, we had Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter with us on the show yesterday.
I heard him. He was great.
Yeah. He left the Democrat Party. He got elected as a Democrat in Cascade County originally, and he left the Democrat Party. And, well, now another office holder, another Montana elected official is leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republican Party as well. The county attorney in Cascade County, Josh Rackey, actually posted a video on social media and says he is joining the Republican Party. I mean, why anybody of sane mind would continue to remain in that Democrat Party right now is just beyond us, because they are just completely off the rails. All right, let's sneak on another caller here. We've got Scott in Bozeman on the phone lines listening to 1450 KMMS. Scott, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron, and interesting that George mentioned Ilhan Omar, because not to completely switch gears with you, but I always feel compelled to give you my Minnesota politics update.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, yeah, Minnesota update. Yeah, do it, yeah. Well, I guess now you can't even use that accent anymore. You got to, you got to have a different kind of accent.
You need a Somali accent for Minnesota.
So, but
they say is California goes, so goes the nation. But I'm going to tell you, as Minnesota goes, so goes Montana. While everybody's paying attention to Mom Dami in New York, watch this Omar Fateh running for mayor of Minneapolis. And you remember well the food fraud of the last 3-4 years and the money. Well, it's coming out now. Backing is none other than food fraud. So watch, and he's yet another one who wants a government grocery store, even though they don't work. He's following the lead of Mom Tommy. And I'm telling you, watch out, Minnesota, because Tim Walz is not going anywhere. Mom Donnie is in line. You have to pay attention to Keith Ellison, the attorney general. And last but not least, if there was no other reason to watch how Montana and Bozeman go specifically, Tim Walz's daughter, Hope Walz, lives in Bozeman.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
We need to start watching things like in the years and months to come, city commission, school board. Watch for that name, Montanans and Bozemanites. I'm telling you, you do not want this woman in a part of our lives in Bozeman.
Well, you know, I typically, you know, leave kids out of it, et cetera. But just to your broader point about just, you know, Minnesota and how far gone Minneapolis is in particular. Thanks for the call, Scott. Good to hear from you. But, you know, George, When I was traveling the state doing all of these events last year, I can't tell you how many people I ran into. And, you know, because like we always do when you're from Montana, you ask people, oh, where are you from? Where'd you grow up? And I had a bunch of people say, oh, I grew up in Minnesota. We were at the brewery in, I was at the brewery in Laurel. We were at Sykes Diner in Kalispell, and, you know, and ran into people at both of those locations. And and when we were at the brewery in Laurel, there was a group of guys sitting there. I said, oh, where are you from? And the one guy says, well, I moved here from Minneapolis about 4 years ago. And I said, oh, why'd you move from Minneapolis? He says, why the hell do you think? And he wasn't being a jerk. He was being funny, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, that goes right into another story. So the Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, his son serves on the Minneapolis City Council. He's a city councilman in Minneapolis. He says he's going to continue receiving his six-figure salary as a city councilman, despite the fact he's accepting a full-time fellowship at Harvard, which is also a paid place. He's not going to be able to attend meetings or vote or do anything. And he goes, nah, I'm keeping my salary. Screw you. I'm going to Harvard and getting money there, too.
Oh, he reminds me. You remember the former city administrator for Bozeman? The guy was apparently, yeah. He was thinking of applying for a $500,000 a year job. A year. $500,000 a year job down in Texas. And the reason he didn't apply for the $500,000 a year job was because he said he was getting close to having his FU money from the taxpayers in Bozeman. I mean, give me a break. And by the way, you know, Gallatin County, they're not lowering their property taxes for their people yet, despite all of the massive growth in Bozeman and Gallatin County. Nope, they're not. They're not going to lower property taxes for anybody in Gallatin County. But the Democrat Gallatin County commissioners are raising their own pay, unlike the Flathead County commissioners, all Republicans, who are lowering property taxes.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe they're getting away with that sort of stuff. That's a great story that you brought up. I remember him and his FU money. That's his face. We have some of the craziest people in government these days.
Man. Yeah, ain't that the truth? The one thing I was going to ask Scott and Bozeman, but man, so many different things to talk about. It was that Omar Fateh guy. He's the Democrat candidate for mayor of Minneapolis. He's like straight out of Black Hawk Down. Somebody was saying, who was it? They were saying he looks like the guy who hijacked Captain Phillips' ship in the movie Captain Phillips.
I think that's him, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I saw a headline that the Democrat Party in Minnesota was maybe going to distance themselves from that guy. But let's be honest, the Democrats want to distance themselves from Mondani, and that ain't working in New York City either. All right, lots to talk about with George Blackard here. Let's see. I better throw it to George after the break to see what he wants to talk about. Let me tell you about some exciting news. So I just finished my diet tune-up. I did my annual tune-up with Billings Last Diet. Some of you were probably wondering, Aaron, weren't you at Moose's Saloon having pizza last night? You're dang right I was. But my diet tune-up's over, and so that's why I was able to go and have a cheat day and enjoy some pizza at Moose's last night. But anyway, yeah, I think I lost like 8 pounds, 9 pounds of fat doing my quick diet tune-up through Billings Last Diet. You know, and if you do a tune-up once a year, sometimes twice a year, that's how you keep the weight off. And then instead of having to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds, you only got to lose 5 to 10 pounds. If you've never lost the weight through Billings Last Diet, get a hold of them. They've got a remote option. So whether you're in Kalispell, Billings, or out there on the Mondakistan border, check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com, or call 294-6751.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Promises of socialism, you know, always manifest itself in some way, shape, manner, or form, and it doesn't matter what name it's given at any given moment in time. Marxism, socialism, statism, Green New Dealism, it's all basically the same. Womb to the tomb, cradle to grave. I mean, you look at the list of Green New Deal promises, that is pretty much redistribution. That is pretty much, you know, government controlled every aspect of your life. And there are people that want to put their faith, hope, and trust in government. We still live in a free enough country although certain states, I would argue, have taken away a lot of your freedoms. But if you want to live free and you want to take control of your own life, my admonition, my suggestion, my advice, if you will, is never depend on the government for anything.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, look at all Israel has been through, starting with October 7th. Look, the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans a day when you compare our population to their population. I mean, unimaginable harm. Tens and tens of thousands of Israelis have been displaced. The need for humanitarian assistance has never been greater. This is on top of years of having tens of thousands of rockets fired into border cities from the north and the south. I mean, they have so many enemies. They're fighting for their very survival. But thankfully, we have partnered proudly with the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground. They offer all the humanitarian assistance you can think of: food, water, shelter, clothing, medications. They're doing it all, but they still need your help, especially with so many people bombed out of their homes. Listen, let's be unified. Let's help the people of Israel in their time of need. Please go to their website, ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org today.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Chase Briscoe is off to a fast start in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
This was the race that changed Chase Briscoe's life last year, and he's done it again.
That was courtesy of USA Network as Briscoe won at Darlington Raceway, holding off Tyler Reddick. Briscoe led 309 of the 367 laps for his second consecutive victory in the Cookout Southern 500, the first driver to accomplish the feat since Greg Biffle in 2005 and 2006. Briscoe is now guaranteed a spot in the round of 12 playoff races. For the other playoff drivers, it wasn't a great night, with just four of the 16 playoff contenders finishing in the top 10. The Cup Series now heads to Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 300 on Sunday for the second of three round of 16 races. Chase Elliott enters the race 9 points above the cut line, while Shane Van Gisbergen is just 3 points up on Joey Logano. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, George, you are right. We have covered a lot of ground very quickly here already this hour of the show. Let's sneak in another caller, and we'll see what else George has on tap for us here in the final few minutes of the hour. And then we'll have the phone lines open for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Chris in Columbia Falls, great to hear from you. What did you want to throw out there this morning?
Aaron, this is not too hard. It's so easy. And I learned it when I was young, and I'm 85. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty. Do my duty. It's telling me to do something. To God and country. God and country, yes. And if you seek God, you may be surprised what you find. And to obey the Scout laws, and our national laws, too, as well. And you Girl Scouts, you can obey this, too. You keep yourself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. You need some of these attributes to counteract, the left, the socialists, the ones that are trying to pull this country apart and to just destroy such a value system. And these people back then, when they wrote that, they had this system. And us young men had to learn how to do that. And they had many groups and things like that to help you be a better American and grow that way.
And then the cultural
men who fought in wars and were then the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, and then the cultural Marxist revolution started to dump everything on its head, right? Very, very interesting there, especially in light of this response to Senator Tim Kaine's remarks. Yeah, Chris, thanks for the call. Robert in Stevensville sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Robert in Stevensville said this: Tim Kaine knows damn well what the Constitution says. He made it crystal clear what the Marxist, God-hating, leftist Democrat Party is aiming for when us baby boomers are gone. Robert, thanks for that message. George, yeah, your thoughts on that, or what else do you want to talk about before we run out of time?
Well, thanks to that call from my fellow Boy Scout, you know, he could work on a great Christopher Walken accent. I'm telling you.
Oh, hey, yeah. Chris, a neat guy. He's got a really cool Baltimore Orioles jacket, I think, the last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah. I got a text from one of our listeners, Craig. He said, it's no longer Minnesota. It's Minnesomalia.
So, yeah. Little Mogadishu, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think we've covered a lot of great topics today, but there's a kind of a theme in all of this, and that is, you know, our rights as Americans, our sovereignty as a nation. You know, it's really important that we pay attention to this stuff. And, you know, we won't go into it, but I did see a story about Google being fined $425 million after years of spying on smartphone activity. So, you know, they say they didn't do it. We didn't do it, but they did. So we as the public are facing a lot of intrusions into our own life, you know, from Google, our own government. And we need to pay attention to this stuff, and we need to be mad about it. We can't just let this stuff slide.
Yeah, well said, well said. Well, there were a couple of things I brought up this hour that I didn't get to yet. Harry Enten, CNN's Harry Enten, reveals the most popular Trump administration official. I better try to sneak that one in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And then another prominent Montana official flees the Democrat Party. We'll play that audio and much more for you. Plus, I probably got to talk a little bit more about the RFK hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday. All right, George, have a great weekend. Have a great Freedom Friday. Always appreciate you taking some time out for us. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Okay, we will have the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I mentioned a couple of things I'm going to talk about, or try to talk about at least, but hey, maybe we'll start the hour with one of your phone calls. 406-294-0970, or you can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. I got to go get some more coffee, and then boom, the final hour of Freedom Friday for us anyway.
From the Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.